It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Now to the nonprofit newsroom, Wisconsin Watch, investigating the supply chain of Milwaukee Tool. That's the Brookfield-based manufacturer for nearly a century, and finding its subcontractor was connected to prison labor in China. Call in with questions, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Zhen Wang is an investigative journalism fellow at Wisconsin Watch, previously at The Guardian's Beijing Bureau and China Daily. Zhen, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Morning, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. You investigated how these work gloves for the Wisconsin company, Milwaukee Tool, they're made by prisoners in China. What products are Chinese prisoners making?
Right. So for this specific prison, which locates in central China, it amazed me that it makes all kinds of goods, including bags, shoes, work gloves. And prisoners said to me they're making gloves for Milwaukee Tool. That's part of the funding of the investigation.
How did you learn about this situation?
Yeah. So, well, it's a long story, but I'll keep it short. It came from a tip. The tip came into Wisconsin Watch that Milwaukee Tool was using for prison labor in China to produce work gloves. But tackling the story was tricky because a person who knew what was happening in the prison was also the wife of a dissident imprisoned there. She is a recent immigrant living in the Twin City areas. And her name is called Shi Minglei. She feared for herself, her daughters, and also her husband behind bars halfway across the world. But the thing, at the beginning, she didn't trust me at all because I'm a Chinese and I'm also an intern for Wisconsin Watch. I needed first to prove to Shi that I was, not a spy and that she could trust me to tell her story. So, start reporting the story, I started building trust with her.
How did you do that?
Well, it's really complicated. I have to say it's quite challenging for me because I have to, I need to establish the prison manufacturing area, where that area is. And also, the big question for me as a reporter to ask myself is, were the allegations of forced prison labor in China is true, or to what extent it is true? And then I need to find out, how that prison factory connects with Milwaukee too. And then the idea of supply chain came in. Throughout the investigation, found one work glove supplier, which has been contracted to make gloves for the company.
You then had to, as you said, validate what you were hearing from someone in the Twin Cities, and you spoke with a human rights activist who mm-hmm. had been held at this prison in South Central China. And
right.
They told you that they had made gloves from Milwaukee Tool while in prison. What did you learn there?
Yeah, so I've learned that, through their, I've talked to a former prisoners there. They not only described me what the working conditions like in the prison and the scale of the manufacturing in that prison, and also they told me, all kinds of details of their production lines. They cut fabrics and also they sewing pieces together and snitches labels onto every single pair of Milwaukee Tool gloves so that they find out, wow, this is, Brookfield-based company and prisoners that, oh, we're making gloves for American company. So that's, you know, all the details, you know, came from them.
So these people held in the prison, how many hours a day are they making these gloves? How much were they earning?
Yeah, so that's, I mean, the shocking part I found out is that, you know, one of the prisoners called Li Mingzhe, he told me that he pretty much worked 19 hours weekly to produce the work gloves. And, you know, he was paid by pennies. If you count, you know, in American dollars in that way.
Did he have a choice?
Well, that's a part I've also find out, because he's pretty much spent 5 years in the prison. At the beginning, he was making some other products. And all of a sudden, he said to me, just after the pandemic got started, he was dragged into this Milwaukee to work gloves production. So meaning that he didn't choose what to make at all. But of a sudden, you know, he made this involuntarily through this production of Milwaukee tool gloves.
I'm going to reintroduce you here. Wisconsin Watch reporter Zheng Wang on the supply chain of Milwaukee Tool and how it sources its work gloves. Call in with a question, your thoughts at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We learn about a Wisconsin Watch investigation that traces the supply chain of Milwaukee Tool gloves to a prison in China. Brookfield-based Milwaukee Tool denies any wrongdoing, saying in a December statement that it doesn't tolerate the use of forced labor. Join the discussion. Call in with your questions, your thoughts, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Zheng Wang is a Wisconsin Watch investigative journalism fellow. Zheng, take us into how you verified the supply chain and how you connected the dots here. How did you verify what you heard about prisoners being forced to make gloves, work gloves for Milwaukee Tool?
Yeah, so, well, to be able to connect all the dots together, I spent lots of time in making the connections. So collected lots of evidence that verified the name of the subcontractor, which is, you know, I find out is one of the suppliers for Milwaukee Tool through prisoners, and also in regulatory fillings. I find another former inmate who could verify what Li Mingzhe's story, and through his narrative, which was nearly identical to Li's. Both of them said they were subject to discipline, including beatings and banning family visitations when they failed to get the work done on time. And, you know, at this point, I still need to verify the specific suppliers to prisoners claimed. So I attempted to purchase gloves on China's version of Amazon by talking with third-party vendors. I confirmed two suppliers are making work gloves for Milwaukee Tool. One of them is this one supplier called Shanghai Selectivity Products. And, you know, following the line, I made contact with a self-identified salesperson for the supplier who verified the company was a supplier for Milwaukee Tools gloves and was mean, and is still manufacturing the majority of work gloves for the company. So I think by doing this, I established the connections between the prisons and the subcontractors in China, and as well as Milwaukee Tool.
So you're, in a sense, you know, had to present yourself as a buyer, and you contact a salesperson for this company, Shanghai Select Safety Products. And that way you're able to further verify what the filings and the customs records had said?
Yes, correct. Because, you know, the two inmates were, they cannot verify or provide any evidence whether the supplier is still subcontracting by Milwaukee Tool, as of today. So, I mean, there is a gap that I need to verify.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, therefore, I was undercover and to be able to obtain that information.
How did it feel for you to go undercover?
You know, there's no way for me to obtain any public available information. That's a last resort. I would tend to, if I have other opportunities, I was just asking, to verify if it is still a supplier for Milwaukee Tool and what kind of work gloves they're making for the company.
Is it legal for an American company to import products made by forced labor? What are the laws like?
Right. So there's a federal law called Section 307 that basically prohibits the importation into the United States of any goods made wholly or in part using forced labor or prison labor in any foreign countries. So to the specific case of Milwaukee Tool, which is sourcing from a foreign prison, according to human rights lawyers, they told me that that's a form of in violation of Section 307.
Are there penalties? What penalty could a company face for violating this part of the law?
Yeah, so before, any penalties implemented, I have to say that when U.S. agencies, it's called the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, is responsible for implementing the law. The agency has the power to issue a detention order. I mean, if they find reasonable but not conclusive evidence, and they will issue a detention order to prevent imports from entering the U.S. So having said that, but the CBP will do their own investigation to determine if such an order is necessary or needed or not. So if a company such as Milwaukee Tool is sourcing from a foreign prison, it violates federal law, and if the CBP issue a detention order after their own investigation, the company will likely to have financial, legal, and reputational consequences for the company. Yeah.
Zhen Wang with us, investigative fellow with Wisconsin Watch, as we talk about the report saying Chinese prisoners were forced to manufacture work gloves for Milwaukee Tool. You can join in along the way. Your questions are welcome at 800-642-1234. How is Milwaukee Tool responding to your reporting?
So, when I presented all my findings to Milwaukee Tool, they said, they have done their own investigation and find no evidence to support the allegations made by Shu Minglei, the woman who lives in the Twin Areas. I was not happy at all about their response. because they made no specific responses to my questions. And as of today, I haven't, you know, heard anything from them yet.
What questions are you hoping to explore further in the future?
That's a good question. So any actions, responses from the government agencies, from Shiming Lei, the petitioner, and also from Milwaukee too, I would like to do a follow-up in this regard.
A follow-up story.
Yes.
Jen, thank you so much for joining us and for sharing your reporting with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jen Wang is an investigative fellow, journalism fellow with the nonprofit news organization Wisconsin Watch, previously worked for the Guardian Beijing Bureau and China Daily. We reached out to Milwaukee Tool for a response to the Wisconsin Watch investigation. In a statement, Milwaukee Tool says, "We have strict policies and procedures in place to ensure that no authorized Milwaukee Tool products are manufactured by using forced labor. Milwaukee Tool only partners with suppliers that similarly commit to ethical labor practices throughout their supply chains and who ensure that no forced labor is used. Milwaukee Tool regularly conducts a complete and thorough review of our global operations and supply chain. We have found no evidence to support the claims being made." I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.